Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Mark Davies and I'm a wildlife biologist specialising in animal behaviour. Today I'd like to share some insights from my recent fieldwork focusing on primates, such as monkeys and apes. As you may already know, these animals are capable of conveying rudimentary ideas via simple vocalisations recognised by their troop. It's a fascinating subject that I've dedicated my career to understanding.
To conduct this research, I spent the last 2 years stationed in Africa. While many researchers study captive animals in a laboratory setting or a zoo, my team and I set up our base in a vast national park in Uganda. We believed that observing them in their natural habitat was the only way to get truly authentic behavioral data.
Our primary focus was on deciphering how these primates communicate on a daily basis. While it's true that they don't speak a language like humans do, they most definitely share basic ideas with one another using very distinct calls. It's not just random noise in the jungle, it's a highly structured survival tool that keeps the community safe.
For instance, we spent months closely monitoring a specific troop of monkeys. We noticed they had completely different alarm calls depending on the type of threat approaching. If they saw eagles circling above, they used a short, sharp cough. However, if the threat was leopards, they would emit a loud barking sound instead. This specific noise caused the entire troop to immediately scramble higher up the trees.
When escaping these ground-based predators, the monkeys didn't just climb randomly. I initially expected them to hide in the dense leaves, but they specifically aimed for thick branches near the canopy, as these provided stability and kept them well out of reach of climbing predators.
But primate communication isn't just about the sounds they make. While humans rely heavily on hand gestures when talking, we found that these monkeys primarily use facial expressions to emphasize their vocalizations. This was particularly evident when they were establishing dominance or trying to resolve conflicts within the family group.
Now, a very common question I get asked by the public is whether this complex system constitutes a true language. Despite their intricate social structures and incredibly varied calls, these primates have not been observed using any kind of grammar. They simply do not string words together to form complex sentences. Each sound functions as a complete, isolated message on its own.
Recording these sounds presented a significant technical challenge for us. We initially tried carrying handheld recording equipment, but the monkeys were simply too cautious to act naturally around us. Instead, we completely changed our approach and relied on hidden microphones scattered throughout their territory. This gave us hundreds of hours of uninterrupted, authentic audio data to analyse.
Analysing this mountain of data led to some fascinating discoveries. We initially assumed their calls were strictly for warning others about danger, but we also documented specific vocalizations that were used exclusively to indicate the location of new food sources, such as a newly fruiting fig tree.
Another incredibly surprising finding was about how these sounds are actually learned. While adult monkeys seem to have a fixed, instinctive set of calls, the younger members of the troop often make amusing mistakes. They might apply the wrong alarm call to a harmless animal, before eventually learning the correct sound by observing the adult's reactions.
Looking ahead, my team and I are planning to share our findings with a much wider audience. While we are currently writing a formal scientific paper, we are also heavily involved in filming a video documentary to showcase the incredible intelligence of these primates to the general public. It should be released next year.